Welcome to St Mary's. It's great to see you.
Welcome to St Mary's. It's really good to see you.
Hello and welcome to our service, which is recorded here in Ely for St Mary's and Christchurch and for the surrounding villages and anybody else who'd like to join in. Our hope is that the love of God will reach every home in Ely and in the villages and that we'll play our part in making that happen. My name's Chris, I'm the rector of St Mary's and the team, and later on you'll meet our pioneer minister, Stephen, who will be giving our talk. We're so happy that you're joining us today. Whoever you are, wherever you are from, you are welcome here. You're probably aware that our churches are beginning to open for worship across the team on Sundays, so please do visit our websites for information. And later on in this service, we'll let you know how we're intending to keep you safe if you decide to come on a Sunday. But don't worry, we will be continuing to create this service online each week for those who are unable or perhaps as yet unwilling to join us physically on a Sunday. We'd love to continue to hear what you're thinking about, what questions you're asking, what thoughts you've had. So please do keep sending those in. It's great to hear from you. Well, today is the second in our summer series of Old Testament characters, and this is a particularly emotional story of human love and loyalty and God's faithfulness. So let's begin with our opening prayer. We pray together. Faithful One, whose word is life, come with saving power to free our praise, inspire our prayer, and shape our lives for the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our first song is led by St Mary's worship leaders who continue to collaborate together from their houses. It's a reminder of the depth of Jesus' love for us, vast beyond all measure. Please do join in at home or allow the music and words to touch your heart and lift you into worship.
His reward I cannot deny.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that your love is indeed deep, vast beyond all measure. Thank you. Amen. Well, next up is Sophia, who will be reading us some of Ruth's story from the Bible. Ruth is this week's character.
Once upon a time, it was back in the days when the judges led Israel, there was a famine in the land. A man from Bethlehem in Judah left home to live in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. The man's name was Elimelech, and his wife's name was Naomi, and his sons were named Mahlon and Chilion, all Ephrathites from Bethlehem in Judah. They all went to the country of Moab and settled there. Elimelech died, and Naomi was left, she and her two sons. The sons took Moabite wives. The name of the first was Orpah, and the second Ruth. They lived there in Moab for the next 10 years. But then the two brothers, Mahlon and Chilion, died. Now the woman was left without either her young men or her husband. One day she got herself together, she and her two daughters-in-law, to leave the country of Moab and set out for home. She had heard that God had been pleased to visit his people and give them food. And so she started out from the place she had been living, she and her two daughters-in-law with her, on the road back to the land of Judah. After a short while on the road, Naomi told her two daughters-in-law, "Go back, go home and live with your mothers, and may God treat you as graciously as you treated your deceased husbands and me. May God give you a new home and a new husband." She kissed them, and they cried openly. They said, "No, we're going on with you to your people." But Naomi was firm. "Go back, my dear daughters. Why would you come with me? Do you suppose I still have sons in my womb who can become your future husbands? Go back, dear daughters, on your way, please. I'm too old to get a husband. Why, even if I said there's still hope, and this very night got a man and had sons, can you imagine being satisfied to wait until they were grown? Would you wait that long to get married again? No, dear daughters, this is a bitter pill for me to swallow, more bitter for me than for you. God has dealt me a hard blow." Again they cried openly. Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth embraced her and held on. Naomi said, "Look, your sister-in-law is going back home to live with her own people and gods. Go with her." But Ruth said, "Don't force me to leave you. Don't make me go home. Where you go, I go, and where you live, I'll live. Your people are my people. Your God is my God. Where you die, I'll die, and that's where I'll be buried. So help me, God, not even death itself is going to come between us." When Naomi saw that Ruth had her heart set on going with her, she gave in, and so the two of them travelled on together to Bethlehem. When they arrived in Bethlehem, the whole town was soon buzzing. "Is this really our Naomi, and after all this time?"
Thank you, Sophia. And now we head over to Stephen for this morning's talk.
I wonder how you make decisions. I've got a decision to make at the moment. And in the process of making this decision, I seem to be thinking about it quite a lot. It's quite often in my thoughts when I find my mind wanders, when I'm watching TV or doing something, maybe going out for a walk. I often find that this decision that I'm trying to make comes to the forefront of my mind. I'm praying about it quite a lot. I seem to be spending quite a lot of my time with God talking about this, but I'm also talking about it to friends. And I think my housemate is probably getting a bit annoyed by how much verbal processing I need to do to kind of think it through. The good things, the bad things, the things I'm not quite sure about, the questions I've got about this decision. So I wonder how you make decisions. And I'm raising this idea of decisions because it's a decision that Ruth is trying to make as we join her in this part of her story. She's got a decision to make. Should she stay or should she go, as the Clash sang about? And only she can really know the answer. But let's just, if you don't know Ruth's story, let me fill you in on what happens up to this point. We're aware in this part of the story that someone called Naomi, who's Ruth's mother-in-law, is saying, you need to leave, you need to go. And that's because Naomi's husband has died, but so have her two sons, one who is married to Ruth and one who is married to Orpah. And unfortunately, in the time that we're talking about, in this period of the Old Testament, if you're a widow, life wasn't excellent for you. There weren't many prospects for you in life. And so that's why Naomi is encouraging both Orpah and Ruth to head back to the families in which they came from to join Naomi's family. And that might be a better thing for them. It's constantly talked about through the book of Ruth that Ruth is a Moabite, which means she wasn't an Israelite and therefore was kind of outside of God's people in the way that that is seen in the Old Testament. She exemplifies an outsider who had other gods. Their god was, I'm guessing it's pronounced Chemosh, but was kind of a sea god, a fish god, and a destroyer, which doesn't quite sound like the kind of god that I would want to pledge my allegiance to, but a bit more about that later. So Ruth has got a decision to make. Orpah has decided to return to her family, but Ruth decides to take a different path and instead makes a promise to Naomi. I'm going to read it from the Message version, but it goes like this. But Ruth said, "Don't force me to leave you. Don't make me go home. Where you go, I go. And where you live, I'll live. Your people are my people. Your God is my God. Where you die, I'll die. And that's where I'll be buried. So help me God. Not even death itself is going to come between us." Wow. What a promise to make. What a thing to say to someone. And I've been thinking about these words quite a lot as I've been preparing for this talk. And at the start, I thought, wow, gosh, she's so brave. And she is incredibly brave. And then I started to realise how trusting she must have been of Naomi. It came to my mind that although today, when you marry, you might move away from your family and you might not live near your mother-in-law. But today, but in this context that we are talking about, it was very common to live in kind of wider families. And therefore, it's very likely that Ruth had developed quite a relationship with Naomi. That Naomi was someone she trusted and wanted to look after. And therefore, as Naomi perhaps over time talked about her God and the life that this God was for, maybe some of that rubbed off on Ruth, and Ruth was intrigued by that. But regardless of whether Naomi talks about her God to Ruth or not, there is clearly a bond between these two women, which is incredibly important, and sees Ruth make a commitment to Naomi to go wherever Naomi goes. Where you go, I'll go. And as I was thinking about how this might relate to where I am in my life right now, and maybe where you are in your life right now, it made me think about when I'm making decisions, am I willing to say these words to God and let God be that involved in my decision making? Am I ready and willing to say to God, "God, where you lead, I will go"? And that is scary. And daunting and nerve-wracking and a little bit terrifying at times. But we place our trust in someone that we continue to get to know and that we trust and have faith in. I'm sure for Ruth, the thought of going to be near Naomi's family, which is Bethlehem, which you may have heard from the Christmas story, was scary. It was not her land. They were not her people. And But she does it going with someone that she trusts. And when we make big decisions or small decisions and we step and we follow God, we don't do that on a whim. We make those decisions trusting in the God who we believe in and we trust. And when I talk about that God, I'd actually like to use some of God's own words about God's self. At Christchurch, we've recently been reading through the book of Exodus together and tracking Moses' story. And in Exodus 34, God describes God's self to Moses like this. God, God, a God of mercy and grace, endlessly patient, so much love, so deeply true, loyal in love for a thousand generations, forgiving of iniquity, rebellion and sin. I love that bit. So much love, so deeply true, loyal in love for a thousand generations. When we say to God, wherever you go, I'll go. Wherever you lead, I will follow you. Let your people, God, be my people. We are trusting in a God whose very nature is love, who, like the good shepherd that we read about both in the Gospel of John, but also in the Psalms, is not a shepherd that leads us to places that are scary or terrifying, but walks with us in the things that we find scary and terrifying, but that we are accompanied and go with a God who is good and does not take us to places that we are either not ready for or cannot handle. But even when we feel like we cannot handle them and are not ready for them, God is with us anyway in those places. And you know what? It's quite a good thing that Ruth does go with Naomi. Because if you read the rest of the book of Ruth, it's a very small book. It's four chapters, but quite a lot happens in it. And it is placed at this point in the Old Testament in the fact that it is meant to redeem and shed some light on the book of Judges with which it follows, which isn't necessarily always so positive. But Ruth is a bit of a go-getter. I think she's phenomenal. And she is out in the fields picking up kind of crop from the very edges, which was something that in the law that farmers and people who had land were encouraged to do, to leave dropped crop around the edges of their fields for those who didn't have crop to go and get. And so she does that. And it just so happens that she then meets someone called Boaz, who in a weird biblical turn of events, like sometimes these things happen, is a relative of Naomi's. And they get married, as happens, and there's a lovely bit where Naomi is a little bit Mrs. Bennet from Pride and Prejudice, kind of a bit melodramatic and very focused on marriage, and encourages Ruth to kind of go visit Boaz, and they get married, and they have a son called Obed. And the other time you might have heard of Ruth, which makes her quite important, is that Ruth and Boaz have a son called Obed, and Obed has a son called Jesse, and Jesse then has a son called David, who we know as King David. And of course, many, many, many generations later, we reach Jesus. Ruth is one of the amazing women mentioned in the genealogy in the opening chapter of Matthew's Gospel. Ruth is bold, but she's not foolish. She places her trust in someone she knows, in the character of Naomi, someone who she has spent time with and trusts and has faith in, and is willing to go where Naomi goes. And we have that same challenge for us. It's not Naomi we're placing our trust in, but inspired by Ruth and Naomi, we have the option to place our trust in God and say to God, where you lead, I will go. And I don't necessarily always know where that is. But because I have trust and faith in you and know you are a good God whose very nature is love, a love so deep and wonderful that it is unending, that when you call, I will answer and I will follow you. And if you are currently weighing something up and you'd like to talk to someone about it, please do get in touch with one of us. And we would love to spend time with you as you make such decisions. Or perhaps you would like to get to know more about this good God that I have spoken a little bit about. And if that's the case, please also get in touch. I love coffee and I would love to go for a coffee with you, and we can share and talk more about that good God who I place my trust in, and maybe you are wondering if you would like to place your trust and faith in. And so I'd like to pray for us, whether we are making a decision right now, whether there is a decision on the horizon, or whether we want to be ready to make decisions when they come, whether we know and love God, whether we have been neglecting God for a little bit, or whether we're just intrigued and curious about this God. This prayer is for all of us. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you that you are a good and loving God, a God whose very nature is love, and not a love with conditions, but a love that is unending, that is pure and true, and goes on for generations and generations and generations. For those of us that are facing decisions right now, we pray for your wisdom and guidance, that we may know your call in those decisions, and that we would be willing to put our faith and trust in you, that when we hear your voice calling us, we would act, and that we would trust that it is your voice and that you are a good God. And we know that this trust and faith only comes from a place of relationship. So help us to spend time getting to know you and learning to hear your voice, so that when you call, we can respond. Remind us of your goodness and love, and help us to have faith and trust in you. In your holy name, loving God. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Stephen. So let's continue to reflect on the sacrifice of Ruth for Naomi and the way their lives worshipped God as we sing Alabaster, We Will Bow Our Lives at God's Feet.
And I will bow. I will bow my life at your feet, at your feet. My lips so lost for words will kiss your feet, kiss your feet. I am broken at your
We turn now to a time of confession where we can take some time to bring to God those things in our lives that we need to turn our back on. They might be things that we've done to hurt other people or things that we've forgotten to do as we've tried to follow the ways of Jesus. As I've done a few times before, I'd like to invite you to use some actions, curling our hands into a ball, crossing our arms, turning our backs. But before we do that, let's just have a moment of silence to reflect on the week that we've had in the light of God's grace. So we curl our hands into a ball. Forgive us for holding things too tightly and forgetting to share. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Crossing our arms. Forgive us for not showing friendship and help to other people. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. And turning away from the screen, forgive us, Lord, for those times that we have turned away from you and ignored your voice. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. So hear the words of grace in Jesus Christ. The love of God for us never fails. Nothing can separate us from his love. Rise up, know that you are forgiven, and live in freedom and faith. Amen. And now we have an opportunity to declare our faith in God. So can I invite you to say together the following words. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And now I'm going to hand over to Lois, who is going to lead us in our prayers today.
Where you go, I shall go. Where you stay, I shall stay. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Father God, we thank you for friendship and all that that brings. We thank you for the connection we feel with our friends and the support that they bring. We thank you that they give someone for us to share our time and memories with. Father God, we say sorry that sometimes we feel jealous of our friends and that we do not always take the time to be with them. We apologize for all the times we have not been friendly. Father God, we ask that you help us to be friendly to those who wouldn't usually be our friends and those without friends. Help us to be prepared to be the answer to that prayer. Where you go, I shall go. Where you stay, I shall stay. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Father God, we thank you for our differences, be that ethnicity, culture, or something else. We thank you that this brings such richness and joy to our lives. We thank you for how that keeps our country working, especially for those working in our National Health Service. Father God, we are sorry that we aren't always welcoming. We are sorry that we do not see the richness that they bring. are sorry that we aren't doing all we can to make change. Father God, please help us to be the change. Help us to support those who are oppressed in our community and across the world. Help us to be better at offering and receiving hospitality. Where you go, I shall go. Where you stay, I shall stay. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Father God, thank you for the earth, the sea, and the sky. We thank you for the resources it produces. We thank you for the people who bring these resources to us. Father God, we are sorry that there are still people who don't have food around the world and on our doorstep. Sorry that we do not share our resources fairly. Sorry that we are greedy and eat more than our fair share. Father God, please help us to enact change. Please help us to share our food. Please help us to see the problem on our doorstep. Help us to take only what we need. Where you go, I shall go. Where you stay, I shall stay. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Father God, we thank you for family. Thank you for the support and comfort family brings. Thank you for the family we can keep close. Thank you for our church family. Father God, we are sorry that we do not always appreciate our family. Sorry that we do not always outwardly reciprocate our family's love. Sorry that we don't always appreciate our church family. Father God, please help us to appreciate our family and show them our care and affection. Please help us to be there for people who don't have families. Where you go, I shall go. Where you stay, I shall stay. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God.
So let's gather all of our prayers together today in the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer. Please do join in at home. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And finally, we pray our giving prayer, offering the money we give to all the team churches for their work in the community and amongst our mission partners. Generous God, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, at your table we present our gifts to aid the work that you've given us to do. Use them, use us, in the service of your world, to the glory of your name. Amen. And if you want to find out how to give to the Ely churches, then please do contact the office. Just before our final song, a reminder that you can join in services at St Mary's and some of our village churches. St Mary's were holding an additional service outside in the gardens. The next one is Sunday the 16th of August, and it's designed to enable all generations to come to church together and for anyone else who is young at heart to join us and encourage each other as we worship together. That service will be at 9:45 each week and it'll be called the 9:45. And here's what we are doing to make sure everyone is safe.
Flight attendants, prepare for takeoff, please.
Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. This video contains important safety information about services in the Ely team. Please give it your full attention. For your safety and comfort, please book tickets in advance for services to ensure our buildings do not exceed the safe capacity. You should not attend a service if you are displaying symptoms of coronavirus. These include a high temperature, a new continuous cough, or a loss or change to your sense of smell or taste. When you both enter and leave the church building, you will be asked to sanitise your hands. We also encourage everybody aged 11 and over to wear a face mask. And before you get too comfy, please ensure that you follow social distancing regulations. Please keep 1 meter away from people behind you, beside you, and in front of you. You may only get closer to members of your household bubble. At all times, pay full attention to the directions of the welcome team, stewards, and service leader, who will ensure you remain safe for the duration of the service. This may include asking you to leave via an alternative route. We also ask that you leave the church building swiftly and do not loiter in the church grounds. If you are attending a church service outside, you will still need to book a place in advance, sanitise your hands on arrival and departure, and sit at least 1 metre away from other household bubbles. Life jackets are an optional accessory. At the end of each service, please follow directions from the stewards about what you should do with Bibles, hymn books, service sheets, and any other resources that you've made use of. We may ask you to take them home with you or deposit resources in designated quarantine boxes where they will remain stored for at least 72 hours before future use. As far as possible, toilets will be open for use, but unfortunately we cannot provide you with refreshments at this time, but do feel free to bring your own. And finally, as we adjust to the new normal across the Ely team, please rest assured that the leadership teams are regularly reviewing government guidelines and will keep you informed of future developments via our website and social media. If you have any questions, please call the St Mary's Church office on 01353 659 550 or email office@stmarysely.org. Thank you for your attention. On behalf of the Ely Team Ministry, we wish you a pleasant service.
Thank you, Matt, for putting that video together. And thank you to all of our church wardens across the team who are doing an amazing job in keeping us safe as we return to worship. So as we draw towards the end of our service this morning, we've one last song for us all to join in with. Forever He is Glorified, a reminder of God's perfect love for us, demonstrated on the cross where He defeated death permanently. Please join in at home.
They wept, the morning sun was dead, the Savior of the world was fallen. His body on the cross, His blood poured out for us, the weight of every curse upon Him. Alive. could not be overcome. Now death, where is your sting? Our resurrected King has rendered you defeated. Now forever he is glorified. Forever he is lifted high. Forever he is risen. He is alive. He is alive.
What wonderful love. We have so much to tell our friends and neighbours, don't we? Well, thank you once again for joining us this morning. And a big thank you to everybody who's participated today, those who've prayed, those who'd played, those who have read, and anybody else who's contributed. Please remember that from tomorrow, you'll be able to find our midweek study video on the website for week beginning the 3rd of August, where Stephen will be looking in a little more depth at the story of Ruth. And let's continue to look out for our neighbours and to pick up the phone to make sure that nobody is completely alone or struggling during the crisis. And finally, if you're enjoying our online services, why not tell a friend and invite them? If you've joined us for the first time, we'd love to hear from you. Do drop us an email at the church office and say hello. And don't forget those questions, videos, poems, pictures, anything else you'd like to send in to join the conversation. And so our final blessing. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favour and give you his peace. And so go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen. Goodbye, everyone.